Your taxes hold the key.
Do you think it's fair that some persons are living up to their tax obligations while others are not? Well, TAJ shares the view that it is not fair. As a result, we're introducing strategies to ensure that persons eligible to pay taxes do so. The TAJ has implemented the third-party information policy to help us identify tax dodgers and ensure they pay their fair share so you don't have to feel cheated. Also, if you know of an organization or person who is not paying taxes, we encourage you to report them to us by calling toll-free 1-888-TAX-CHEAT. That's 1-888-829-2432. All information supplied is strictly confidential. For additional information, contact the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357 or visit our website, jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
The new Road Traffic Act will repeal and replace the Road Traffic Act of 1938. It includes new information, amended provisions, as well as increased fines for traffic offenses. In today's program, we highlight a few of the proposed changes. This is Get the Facts. There are some fresh proposals under the new Road Traffic Bill aimed at improving compliance of motorists to the rules governing the nation's roads. The overall aim of the proposed bill is to ensure that there is safe use of roadways by the motoring public.
Some of the changes include, for example, that persons will not be able to drive with motor vehicles that are not insured and it is not seized. In other words, it will be a power of seizure now for the police as it relates to persons driving motor vehicles without insurance. This is not so under the present act.
Deputy Superintendent of Police at the Traffic and Highway Division, Gary McKenzie. Clause 21 of the proposed act speaks to restrictions on driving without a permit or driver's license and production of driver's license on demand. This means that drivers will be required to have permits or driver's license at all times while driving. A decision was taken to remove the 48 hours grace period.
Every single person who is driving a motor vehicle must have their driver's license with them at the time when they are stopped by the police. If they do not have it, it will constitute an offense for which they will be ticketed for. I believe that the fine for that is $2,000. That is what is proposed.
As it relates to operating motor vehicles in excess of the prescribed maximum laden weight, it is proposed that the first two levels of overloading offense be ticketed and fines paid at the tax office. The first two levels of overloading offense are less than 500 kilograms and 500 to 1,000 kilograms. There are recommendations that damage to roads should remain a criminal offense. There could also be a provision that allows the National Works Agency to claim as civil debt any repairs that they would need to carry out. Additionally, for offenses causing damage to the road, both the driver as well as the owner would be charged. While increased fines are being proposed for the various offenses, these fines can be avoided.
As I have been saying before, and which I say now, is that the motoring public don't have to be paying much attention to just looking at the signs. What they ought to look at is what are the intent and purposes. And all you need to do is to ensure that you obey the rules of the road, and then you won't have to worry about these signs.
Senior Superintendent of Police in charge of Traffic and Highway Division, Calvin Allen. So as you traverse the nation's roads, remember to make road safety a priority. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.